Hi there. Welcome to your new home for the summer. Yes, I'm the owner. Come on, let me show you around. This is a newly built house, so everything is in great condition. Your room is located on the second floor and has a beautiful view of the backyard. It's fully furnished with a comfortable bed, desk, chair, and closet. There are a total of 4 bedrooms in the house, and I rent them out to students like you who attend the nearby university. So you'll be living with 3 other students. But don't worry, everyone is very friendly and respectful. There's plenty of advantages, but perhaps the biggest one is the location, right? It's unbeatable as I see it. It's only a 10-minute walk to the university campus, and there are plenty of restaurants and shops nearby. Plus, I take care of all the utilities and maintenance, so you don't have to worry about any extra expenses. The rent is $800 per month, which includes all utilities, internet, and cleaning services. I require a security deposit of $500, but that's refundable at the end of your stay. You can move in even now. The room is yours. I'll give you a copy of the lease agreement to sign, and we can go over any other details you may have questions about. I'm sorry, I have a strong feeling that you want to tell me something. What is it, young man? Nothing. Are you sure? Well, if you say so. I do want you to know that you can talk to me about anything, by the way. All right? Okay. Now I'd like to go over a few rules that I have in place for all my tenants. First of all, I don't allow any parties or loud music in the house. This is a shared living space, and I want to make sure that everyone is able to study and rest comfortably. There won't be any of that? Well, that's good to hear. We'll see about that, though. Another rule is that I don't allow any smoking or drugs in the house. I want to make sure that everyone is healthy and safe while they're living here. And finally, I ask that you keep the common areas clean and tidy. I have a cleaning service that comes once a week to take care of the major cleaning tasks, but it's up to everyone to clean up after themselves. Oh, and I probably don't need to mention that out loud, but you know what is also prohibited, right? I can't stop at all, obviously. I know young boys like you go crazy at this age. But at least keep it quiet if it happens, all right? No, you're not the type. Let me just ask. What are you? 21? 22? Right. So you never know. I've dealt with a lot of students in the past, trust me. I know what the number one thing is that all of you constantly think about. But I'm not against it. That's what being young is all about. Having fun. Back in my day. Okay, let's just stay professional here. So, can't party, can't smoke, can't do drugs. 3 main big things. As long as everyone respects these rules, we'll all have a great living experience together. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to reach out to me at any time. Okay? Hey, are you there? Oh boy, were you checking me out? No wonder you're walking so slow. You're trying to get a good look. Shh, it's fine, but now I need to ask you again. What are the 3 main rules? That's right. And don't ever forget. Repeat them to others if you have to. Now follow me. There's actually nobody in here but us 2 right now, and I think it's a great opportunity to hang out a bit, get to know each other better. I mean, if you want to, of course. You know, I just believe that things work well when people are cool with each other. Is that what you say nowadays? Cool? It used to be cool to say cool back in my days, but okay, come on. Yep, we're in your room now. How is it? Great. I'm glad you're happy with it. Why don't we take a seat on the bed? I gotta take my heels off. My feet are pretty tired. Much better already. Hey, are you looking at something you like again? You're funny, you know. I can obviously tell by now. You can't deny it anymore. Even after I said it's fine, you're still pretending. Why? Just admit it. It'll be easier. Admit that you think I'm pretty. That I'm beautiful. Admit that you can't take your eyes off of me. Because I already know. So why not? Besides, I'm sure you're aware that women love to hear nice compliments. From nice guys, anyways. So, if you're hoping for a lower rent cost, then... I'm kidding, of course. You know what, though? Students stare at me all the time, but nobody ever looked at my feet like that, I think. Yeah, it's kinda new. I kinda like it. Tell me, what is so nice about them, huh? Why do you like them so much? Oh, come on. No need to be all shy now. I know what you're thinking. Oh my God, she thinks I'm a weirdo. So embarrassing. But nah, I'm actually just intrigued. I mean, I have an idea, maybe, but I don't know for sure. Is it the size? Is it how good and taken care of they look? Nice and smooth? Is it the pedicure? Or maybe it's all of it, huh? Wow, okay. Well, that just boosted my ego tremendously. No, but that's nice. That's, Oh my gosh, you're still looking. You can't resist. That's literally so cute. I guess we got to a point where you wouldn't mind if I asked you about something like whether you've been with an older woman before, right? Have you? Well, do you want to? I mean, you know, it gets quite lonely for someone like me here. Running my own business, taking care of this house, other things. I barely have time for myself, to be honest, let alone another somebody. However, this small, promising little episode featuring us two might just work out, don't you think? You'd always be here the entire summer. I would have another reason to check in. Yeah, but, you know, I have a little secret. A huge secret, actually. Something that nobody knows, nobody believes can be true. It might scare you. It's nothing bad, like criminal or illegal or anything, but it could be quite intimidating for you. Although you're probably too excited to care, aren't you? You're still checking me out here and there. I have an idea. If you want to find out what it is, then you will lay down on the bed for me. If you don't, we can just part our ways right now, and I guess you will have to live on being teased by me to no end, and never get to know my secret. The choice is yours. All right. Curiosity always wins, it seems. But if I show you the secret that I'm talking about, you cannot, under any circumstances, share it with anybody else. Got it? You promise? Okay. Now, this might freak you out at first. Just brace yourself, all right? It won't be anything you expect, I'm sure of it. In 3, 2, are you ready? 1. No, Your eyes aren't blinding you. It's a cock. Real. What? No, I did not transition. Do I look like a man to you at all? Well, how is something I don't know. But I can assure you that it's true. I'm what you call a futa. And this is my big futanari cock. No, it's not just a hentai fantasy. There are more women like me. It's not made up. Do I have the other thing? No. I guess it's the perfect time to ask you if it's a problem. Is it? You're not a xenophobe, are you? Oh, relax. I'm not one of those. I wouldn't yell at you and tell you that you are if you didn't like it. Everybody has their preferences. I get that. I'm assuming you like it, the way you're staring at it. Come on. It's okay. I know what you're thinking. I got it with plenty other guys I've had in the past. Men fear to be labeled as gay or whatever if they're straight. But thing is, this is a girl cock. You're not gay at all for liking it. And besides, even if you were gay, who cares? We're not in the Stone Age anymore, are we? Come on. You can touch it if you want. I can see that you're curious. It's nothing. Just do what you feel. Go on. Grab it with your full hand. Go ahead. It feels kind of nice. You can grip tighter. Get a real good feel of it. That's it. There's no shame. Tell me, it's better than your little guy, isn't it? Well, perhaps if we put them next to each other, you wouldn't say anything. It's okay. Futanari cock is always way bigger than the average man's size. It's just the way it is. Nature. Why do you think my sexy feet are big-sized, too? Futanari are superior to men and regular women in many ways. Don't be shy. You can check out lower. You know what I mean. That's it. Get a good handful of those big, heavy balls, baby. You know what they're full of, right? You know you will need to help me release all of it today, right? I mean, we've already got this far. I mean, you're all over my cock, teasing it. It's only right that you finish the job, don't you think? Come on, are you seriously going to pretend like you don't want to? Like you don't want to get a taste too? And suck it for me, like the good boy that you are? Oh, it'll fit just fine, don't you worry. I'll make sure of it. Come on, open your mouth. I'll show you a good time. You know you want it. Just do it. Forget about what you think it makes you. Live out your fantasy. There might not be another chance in the future. That's it. Wider. Wider. All the way. You see how massive it is. Oh, that's perfect, baby. Hold it like that. I'm gonna slowly push it in. No teeth. Come on. You need to try harder for me. I want to push it deeper. You want to please me, right? Then do a good job for mommy. Come on. That's it. Good boy. Suck that big cock for mommy. Suck mommy's big Fuda cock. Close your lips around it and go down on it. Just how the little sluts at the university would. Yeah. Make mommy proud, baby. Do it right. That's it. That's it. Mommy is gonna thrust a little too, okay? That tight mouth is getting mommy harder and harder. It's getting hard to control. Okay, stay still. I have an idea. I'm gonna grab your head and then... Just take it for me. Take it for mommy. God, I've been wanting to fuck that cute little face ever since you walked in here. Oh, fuck. Just a little more. I know you can do it. Okay, okay. Breathe, breathe. Wow, look at all that spitty mess you've made. You're really good for your first time, you know. Or is it your first time? You'll think about it later. Open up. I need to fuck your mouth again. Fuck yes. What a good boy you are for mommy. Taking all that food at dick, drooling all over my sexy legs and feet and my balls. You know where I want to come, right? You will take it for mommy, right? Yeah, because you're a good boy, aren't you? Yeah, yeah, just a little more. Oh, fuck, I'm getting so close. So fucking close. Shit. Did you hear that? I think somebody is coming. Fuck. I can't believe this. Why now? Shit. Quick, get out of here. I need to get dressed up. Psst. Hey. We'll get back to this another time, right? You want to?